And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Get a flu shot or get fired? That's the choice more and more hospital workers are facing in Michigan and nationwide, with Royal Oak-based Beaumont Health System and Munson Healthcare in Traverse City requiring shots for the first time this year. To discuss the issue, I'm joined by Dr. Karen Spears, who practices infectious disease medicine at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. Welcome to the program, Dr. Spears.
Thank you.
Flu shots aren't without risk, and they can have side effects, even be dangerous. How can any hospital give workers an ultimatum like this when there could be a negative reaction to receiving the shot?
Well, you're right. There can be a negative reaction. However, we have our primary concern is our patients and their safety and their health, and contracting the flu is much more dangerous than any of the side effects of the vaccination that we give. In almost every case, the complications of the flu vaccine is very mild.
What percentage of hospital workers at Munson would you say haven't been getting their flu shots until now?
Well, nationally, it's about 63-64%, and we're in the same range as that, with very aggressive voluntary influenza campaigns in previous years, and we've only been able to get it up to about 63%. So we'd like to see it at 98% or above.
So almost 40% are not getting the shot, quite a significant number. You can't help but wonder if they know something that the rest of us don't, and if there's a good reason to avoid the shot. Well, what are their concerns?
Well, some of their concerns are actually taking the flu vaccine itself. It's been reported with erroneously with some side effects with autism, which is not true at all, with some of the ingredients of the shot, which is very minute amount of ingredients, if at all. It does not contain thimerosal, which is one of their concerns when we do single-dose vaccines. So I think it has to do with putting something in their body that they're not sure of the ingredients. At least that's what I have been told with some of the employees here.
Aren't patients the ones who are generally more likely to come into the hospital with a flu rather than the workers themselves?
Actually not, because as you may know, you can carry the flu for 24 hours before you ever come down with any signs or symptoms. And the patients are at more of a chance. They have the comorbidities. They are at a higher chance of getting sicker and even dying from the flu than our workers that are bringing them in, than when they come in. So our workers are in contact with a lot of different people every day that the patient may not be in contact with. So in that sense, you are exposed more to the influenza virus if you're not vaccinated.
Just because a person receives a flu shot, that doesn't mean they're completely immune from catching the flu. Is that right?
That's correct. There may be a strain coming around that may not be completely covered with it, but we've been finding in the last few years that we're up to 88% protection with our influenza vaccines. Some years we don't catch the strain as well as we do as other years, but it's the best that we can do at this time. Our vaccine is determined 7 to 9 months prior to production of the vaccine, because we have to more or less estimate what we're going to be seeing during our flu season. So we're not always 100% on the flu, but it's the very best that we can do at this point.
Is there any evidence that hospital workers are regularly transferring the flu to patients?
There have been studies out there that show that they do transfer them to patients.
I'm talking to Dr. Karen Spears, who works at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, where this year flu shots will become mandatory for employees. How is that going to work then? Will employees literally be fired if they refuse to take the shot?
They will be let go. They will have that option by December 31st. They will be required as a work requirement to have the influenza vaccine. And if not, then they will not be coming back to work on January 1st.
And what if they feel that their health could be at risk by receiving the shot, or what if they feel that it could somehow compromise their immune system? Will any argument be accepted when it comes to avoiding getting the shot?
We have some exemptions for the flu, and the exemptions include AIDS hypersensitivity, because that can be quite a severe reaction. We have to be shown, and it has to be proven, that they do have an AIDS hypersensitivity. Also, history of Guillain-Barré within 6 weeks of a previous influenza vaccine. And then we have one with a religious exemption that needs to be validated by hierarchy of the church, and we're talking about a very high hierarchy of the church.
It's conceivable that a policy like this could easily spread to other types of industries. It almost sounds Orwellian, a system that forces people to receive shots. Isn't that a bit disconcerting?
Well, when we look back, you know, we have to look at the ethical factors, and we do take into account that we support people's individual rights. However, when you look at something like a healthcare facility, we feel that we have to protect our patients first and foremost. And if that means some of our individual liberties are taken away, we feel that that we have to do that in the sense to protect our patients.
Are there any other types of shots or medical procedures that are mandatory for hospital workers?
There are. We have an MMR. The measles, mumps, and rubella is required before working here. The varicella is also required. We also require new employees to have a PPD, which is a skin test for tuberculosis, before starting work, and also hepatitis B series. So there are other vaccines that we do require as a condition of employment.
And what are the reactions to this new policy at this point? Are there some employees there that are going to resist or are saying that they do not want to receive the flu shot?
Oh, there are some. I'm sure there's going to be, with almost 5,000 employees here, there's going to be a group that's not going to be happy with our decision to implement the mandatory flu. However, it has been unanimously supported by our board of directors, by the MEC, which is all the physicians. It's a medical executive committee. And it was unanimously passed and supported by these people. And I think our community will really support this also to keep our patients safe.
I know you're not a lawyer, but is there any legal precedence when it comes to a mandatory shot like this for a hospital to require workers to receive it?
Not really, because we do have healthcare workers, and mandatory vaccination fits within the constitutional powers of the government to promote the public's welfare. And federal power, it's covered under the Public Health Service Act, which gives authority to our government to make and enforce rules to prevent the spread of infectious diseases.
When it comes down to how many patients die from the flu in a hospital setting, what kind of number, what percentage is that, and how much of an impact would this new policy likely have?
I can tell you that about 24,000 cases of influenza deaths a year we see in the United States, with about 150,000 hospitalizations. So it is a serious problem that I think need our attention and try to protect people from. So 24,000 is quite a significant number to be losing their lives with influenza.
Is this likely now going to become basically a policy for all hospitals in the U.S. in the coming future?
I think it is. I see now in Michigan we have a number of hospitals that have gone to mandatory influenza, and around the nation. And New York State actually has a law now where all healthcare workers are required to have mandatory influenza. So I see it is supported by so many different organizations, including the American Hospital Association, the military, the Association of Infection Control and Epidemiology, American College of Physicians, and on, American Medical Association, American Osteopathic Association. It's all supported by these. And I really think within the next few years that everyone will get on the wagon of mandatory influenza.
Dr. Karen Spears with the Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.